Yellows, and welcome back to call three, where we're going to take on the chronic project protocol and practice the next single word degree. Before that, please gather yourselves, please be comfortable, please make sure that all your thoughts, like till 5 seconds back, are just moving out from your forehead, from the back of your head, from the top of your head, leaving from your ears, just giving you a clean slate to begin this call, as well as for your auric cleanse and auric protection that I'm beginning right now. You are most welcome to have a sip of water as I start. Started. I've put in a group umbrella of love and protection. It's also a clearing umbrella, so you might feel like you are relaxing. You might feel like some pain is releasing. I'm just going to quickly do it for everybody individually. Rosie, Vandana, Charanji, Judy, Rowan, Elizabeth, Alex, Samra, Mandy, Tish, Joanne, Gwen, Thelma, Malco, Harney, Juliana, Radha, Jennifer, Bridget, Diane, Karen, Nina, Diana, Daisy, Kimberly, Teresa, Jana, Alice, Janine, Linda, Heidi, Carmen, everybody on the replay. Angelia. Auric fields are cleansed, protected. Antivirus coating has been put in. I want all of us to just shake off something from our hands. So we're clapping, but that shaking off clap, you know, like when we say good riddance to something like that. So let's just do that for a minute. And I see we have a couple more people in. Let me quickly do it for y'all. Donna, auric cleanse and protection. Chantal. Kailash. Lena. Nice. Start brushing off. taking a deep breath, please raise your hands above your head. On the exhale, bring them down, cross over, holding yourself in a self hug. And on the exhale, I want you to do four ha, 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 ha's. So you're going to take a deep breath in. Ha, 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 ha. Three more times. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Fantastic. Stay for just a minute, becoming fully aware of how your chest is feeling. How your lower abdomen is feeling. How your thighs, knees, calves, ankles, feet are feeling. How your shoulders, neck, face, head is feeling. How your spinal column and your back is feeling. Becoming fully aware of your entire body from head to toe. Start focusing on your breath now. Stay focused on your breath. Start becoming aware of your inhale and inhale only. Start becoming aware of your exhale, exhale only. Take your attention to your closed eyes. Bring all your attention to the back of your right eye. What do you see? Bring all your attention to your left eye. What do you see there? Bring your attention to the right ear. Take it now to your left ear. Bring your attention to your right nostril. Are you breathing through it? bring your attention to your left nostril. Are you breathing through it? Bring your attention to the way that your lips are together or slightly open. Take your attention beyond your lips and start becoming aware of your teeth. Your teeth in your gums in your jaws. Become aware of your tongue. Is it touching your palate? Or is it just comfortably relaxed at the base of the mouth? Start becoming aware of the sensations on your skin. Including feeling the air between your skin and your clothes. The warmth there, the heat there, the coolness there. Become aware of how the air is on your bare skin. Finally, bring your attention back to your nose, to the tip of your nose. Is your attention to the tip of your nose, or has it gotten distracted by your breath? Bring your attention to the area between your nostrils and your upper lip. Can you feel the area, or are you feeling the breath in that area? Finally, bring all your attention to the flat TV screen of your forehead. What do you see, if at all anything? Start becoming aware of your exhale and taking a deep breath in. On the exhale, make the sound of ha. Just once. But use your throat, use your voice. And then bring your palms down, warm, throbbing, vibrating. And get ready to open your eyes in ascended master pose. Open your eyes slightly. Eyes are facing downwards. You are looking downwards. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Close your eyes. Open your eyes midway. Eyes are still looking downward. Close your eyes. Open your eyes midway. Close your eyes. Open your eyes fully. Turn your neck to the left side, open your eyes wider, look around you. Become aware of every object on your left side. Turn your neck, take your face with you to the right side. Become aware of everything you can see on your right side, close by as well as in the distance. And then bring your neck and face forward. And start slowly clapping your hands. Your hands are in front of your heart chakra. While clapping, you are going to extend your hands and make the symbol of the infinity symbol. The center of the infinity symbol is your heart chakra. Once you have done this once, you start making the infinity symbol on the other side. Going up, coming down on the opposite side, going up, and meeting again at your chest. When you're finished, keep your palms facing upward, your legs slightly apart, and between your legs, you're going to say, abracadabra, and snap your fingers. You can close your eyes for this part as well. Do abracadabra and the snap on your lower abdomen. Abracadabra. Do abracadabra over your belly button. Abracadabra. Do abracadabra over your stomach. Abracadabra. Do abracadabra over your heart chakra. Abracadabra. Do abracadabra at your throat chakra. Abracadabra. Do it on your third eye. Abracadabra. Finally, hand above your head. Abracadabra. You have just opened your chakra system. Keep your palms facing downward. Close your eyes. If they were already closed, keep them closed. And just become aware of the entire frontal column of your body, your central frontal column of the body. Has your breath deepened? Has it become longer? Can you feel more of an opening in your body? Whenever you're ready, open your eyes very gently. Rub your palms. Cup your eyes. Your eyes are open, but they are now cupped by your palms. Release your palms. Have some fabulous turbocharged rich water. And once you've had this water, in order to come back fully to the present moment, please raise both your hands like you're just waking up from a deep, deep restful sleep. Stretch, stretch one side, stretch the other side. Slightly bent to your left side, slightly bent to your right side. Bring your palms down, stamp your feet. And now we are fully ready to have our conversation, our understandings, our insights, our messages, and our decrees for today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chronic Project Protocol using the single word magic decree of reframe. On our last call, we tried to get an understanding of secondary gain. Secondary gain is always a state of childhood. As a state of familiarity, it is also a state where we feel connected to our tribe and our family. Secondary gain is usually subconscious and unconscious. So sometimes it can be hard to figure out secondary gain, but invariably the principles of safety, protection, connection, attention, expression take place in a secondary gain. Attention and expression to the project that you're dealing with. Safety and protection because it comes from a time of familiarity, that is our childhood. Connection because that is a time when our families were with us or we were with our families. However our families were, we loved that they were around. We loved that there was somebody. We loved that they were adults, however responsible or irresponsible they may have been. Chronic project protocol, understanding number one. If it's safe, it will stay. If it's not safe, you cannot manifest it. I'll say that again. If it's safe, it will stay. If it's not safe, you cannot manifest it. Everything that you know you can do if you don't have the chronic project is what you are not safe with. Because if you were safe with it, it would have meant that you can handle it. It would have meant that your vibration was vibrating in it. If you're not safe, you cannot have a vibration that says, bring it on. You'll have a vibration that says, I really don't want to handle this right now. Maybe when I'm ready. Maybe when I'm prepared enough. Maybe when I feel good enough. Maybe when I have faith in my competencies and my capabilities. Whatever the reason, the universe picks up on everything. The universe also picks up on the no. And a chronic project is a way of saying no to what you could do, what you could give, what you could have, what you could receive, what you could be. It's not your fault. We all define safety as familiarity. If you know it, it's safe. Even if all you have known is terror, abuse, hostility, rejection, dejection, depression. What we know, we feel very comfortable with. First decree. I'm really comfortable with my chronic project. You can leave now. I want us to say this 11 times. That is 10 more times. Comfortable with my chronic project, you can leave now. Comfortable with my chronic project, you can leave now. Comfortable with my chronic project, you can leave now. Comfortable with my chronic project, you can leave now. Comfortable with my chronic project, you can leave now. Comfortable with my chronic project, you can leave now. Comfortable with my chronic project, you can leave now. Comfortable with my chronic project, you can leave now. Comfortable with my chronic project, you can leave now. Next water break. How did it make you all feel to say that? Rowan, I noticed that you said that the pain in your upper abdomen got worse after opening up the chakras. And did the pain also get worse in other parts of your body? If there is pain in the chakra, when we open up the chakra, the pain will release. Did it go down immediately, Rowan? Or is it still asking for our attention? And Rowan says, only there. Rowan, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is the pain? And how much ever it is, that many times, just say, pain, you can leave now. Dilly says, I feel my crown chakra is full of too much energy. Dilly, I want you to keep your palms under your bum. Harneet says, my legs have started becoming numb in standing after we started working on the chakras. Can't even stand for 10 minutes now. And do you mean today, Harni? Do you mean right now? There's numbness right now? Tish says, my sinuses are so uncomfortable and stuffy. And Tish, you mean after giving the chronic project protocol sentence? Thelma says, feeling calmer, body feels energized, eyes still a little heavy. Mandy says, I have a tickle in my throat. I am going to take it for granted. It's all going to pass. Rowan says pain was 6, said it 6 times, now it's 5. Said it 5 times more, down to a 4, which is where it was before we started. Fantastic, Rowan. You have completely understood how to use this. Also, moment it becomes 5 or lesser, we can say remaining pain, you can leave now, 4 times. Harneet says, if I stand, they will become numb. And Harneet, do you sit a lot during the day? Are you sedentary for the most part of the day? Because they don't become numb when you stand. They're already numb if you've been sitting for too long. When you stand up, you become aware of it. I want you to hold your left side index finger. This is for Harneet. Vandana says left side head pain. Vandana, index finger and middle finger, please. Teresa says, breathing easier. Fantastic. Tish says, yes, it hasn't changed. And Tish, when you say it hasn't changed, has something else changed? Yes, it hasn't changed. It's still there. These are all sentences that take ownership. As in, I want to keep this longer. What else is your awareness showing you? Elizabeth says, throat feels scratchy, but the first degree definitely opened something. Rosie said, I had a lot of tingles when we did the abracadabra. And when we did the chronic project, I had this massive sigh and yawn. Fantastic. Judy says, lots of burping. Kailash says, pain in the neck and upper back. Kailash, say 6 times, pain, you can leave now. Tish, 7 times, please say, uncomfortable and stuffy, You can leave now. Radha says sacral irritation was there. 7, become a 5. So Radha, 5 times, sacral irritation, you can leave now. Naveen says slight headache. Naveen, I'm picking up on dehydration and malabsorption in the body. Do you find that this is true, that you might be eating well or drinking enough water as well, but it doesn't feel like your body's absorbed it? Anjaliya says, I feel tight at my heart. Anjaliya, hang on, 10 seconds. Naveen, doing this for your headache. Radha, doing this for the irritation. Kailash, doing it for the pain in the neck. Rowan, doing it for the pain in your belly. Elizabeth Mandy, doing it for your throat. Harneet, doing it for the gap in your vertebrae. Mandy, doing it for your tickle. Eyes feel heavy, so you have to close them. Chantal, doing it for the part of you that seems to be trying to get away. And done. Give it a minute and check. While you all are settling down, gonna give the reframe. Tish says, wow, I feel a buzzing around me after saying this. That means the energies are whirling rapidly. Harneet says, suddenly felt my spine getting straight. Superb. Nina, 10 seconds. Bonnie cannot get on. 10 seconds. Rowan, doing it for your remaining pain. Weiping is also not being able to get on. Weiping, this one's for you. Daisy, for your heavy head and upper body. Sorry, for the heaviness in your head and upper body. Naveen, for your digestive project. Naveen, is there acidity or acid reflux? Vandana, for your neck. Juliana, for the heaviness on your upper torso and shoulders, 10 seconds. Alice, also for your neck. Naveen, your timeline is showing as 8 months. So did this start 8 months back? If not, and it's earlier, then it will take another 8 months to get fully under control. Jenny says, feeling foggy, distracted. Don't worry, my love. It's absolutely fine. Feel distracted. Something is releasing and it's a little difficult for you to pay attention to it. In general, do you have lack of focus and attention? I am working on your head. Dilly, close your eyes, ma. Close your eyes. We're doing some rapid clearing right now. Thelma, doing it for your left knee. Chantal, the next round, because you're part of the group, my darling, so the next round of something is leaving. Gabriel, you are absorbing food and drinks fine. I won't say very well, but you are absorbing it well. However, there is something going on between food and you. Whether it's the timing, whether it's the portions, something's going on. I can see that the dairy has left a lining. So if you can avoid dairy for a while, that would be very good. Tish, how are you feeling? And you say all sinus infections and congestion leave now. You have to address them, so you have to put a U in there. So you have to say, you can leave now. If you command them like this, like your boss, they won't listen. Janine says, I have pain in both feet, stiffness in both ankles. Janine, 10 seconds. Gabrielle, have you been having smoothies or milkshakes? Alex, today is the day I'm fully releasing my back project. Yes to that. Why not? Alex, for your back, 10 seconds. Rowan says, while the pain is much lower, lingering sensations of pressure and bloating. Rowan, just hold your left side thumb. Harneet, also doing for your bloating. Jennifer, for your kidneys, adrenals, and ears. 10 seconds, please. Kailash, stubborn energy, still holding. Did anybody in your childhood ever shake you by your neck or hold your neck or put you in a space of punishment via your neck? Harneet, for your bloating, this medicine has to be changed. Gabriel, avoid yogurt for just about 3, 4, 5, for 7 days, please, and then add a spoonful back every day and see how your stomach is reacting. Elizabeth, inflammation to most foods, even if they are healthy. Elizabeth, that is the tummy letting you know that you must spend a day or two in a fast. You must eat lesser, avoid salads and raw food. Harneet, avoid salads and raw food. Judy says, I have a strong craving for toast with ghee and fruit spread. I love that you know ghee. Ghee is clarified butter, everybody. But hang on, please. I'm getting distracted. 10 seconds. Gwen, pain on the neck. Who is the pain in the neck? What is the pain in the neck? 10 seconds. Kimberly, for inflamed skin, broken out like crazy on neck and face. Kimberly, please hold your thumb on the right side like crazy. Anytime, every time you can. Thumb and little finger hold is for you. I am working on your sacral. Teresa says, weird sensation at base of skull near spine, started feeling foggy. Close your eyes, Teresa. Hold your left side index finger. 10 seconds. Irene, shoulder and neck pain releasing. 10 seconds. There's a combination of a lot of fears, anger and grief leaving. Mandy says, heavy upper body, having massive yawns, fantastic. Heaviness in the upper body is releasing, 10 seconds. Kimberly said, skin eruptions, you can leave now, superb, superb. This comes from unexpressed anger, my love. There are things or people that you are boiling mad at, which is why I'm working on the sacral for you. Because that's where it originates. Kailash, nabhi getting displaced easily. You can leave now. Core workouts would be very good for you. And this, by the way, also comes from deep anxiety, including deep anxiety that your mother has been carrying and was carrying during the pregnancy as well as birth. Anita says, how can I get the motivation and desire to create a course to help others as a coach? I get excited thinking about it, then the desire leaves. I would really like to create this income source. Anita, what is in the way? So the desire leaves. When the desire leaves, does everything leave? Because commitment goes beyond desire. Commitment is about discipline and willpower. How much is your commitment? And how has your commitment been in relationships? Your commitment, others' commitment to you. Where did you learn not to be committed? Did you have a father who left or a mother who left? Jenny says, constant cough, releasing now. Tish, what I mean by saying 10 seconds is check in 10 seconds. Thank you for asking. Check in 10 seconds. Because I am quickly pulling out tons of energies. So you have to give it 10 seconds to have the awareness of a shift. Harneet says, yes, have been telling the doctor about medicine. He is not listening. Harneet, change your doctor. I have BP, cholesterol, and diabetes medicine. Is it possible to know which one needs to be changed? It is possible to know. It is possible to know. Do you do muscle testing, Harneet? It's also possible to know by putting your non-dominant hand on the medicine, closing your eyes, and seeing if you breathe better. If you breathe better with your non-dominant hand on the medicine, it's okay. If your breathing is fluctuating, your heart starts pounding, it's not okay. Elizabeth says, wanting to fast regularly, but chronic project is food addiction. Ah, Elizabeth, thumb hold. Thumb hold brings down all addictions. Rosie, fasting is showing for you as well. Sonia, next tip, mind foggy, 10 seconds. Sylvia, so much tiredness and headache. 10 seconds. Sylvia, have water. Turbocharge water, please. Naveen, blood pressure, high blood pressure is related to loss from an early age. So we have to heal that. And you will have great relief. Great relief. You've already brought down your medication by the work you're doing. So that's kudos to you. More power to you. Let's get you off this medication. Alex says, I felt tears rise from my lower back and they're flowing out of my eyes. Not actually crying. Don't know what all sadness was held there. I feel love for my back project. So weird. Oh, my love. Awakening of the inner parent. Kailash says, pain started about 20 years back, lost a lot of money, failed university exam then. Because you brought up a memory, Kailash, I'm just going to return to you. I'm just going to come back. Rowan says, remaining pressure, you can leave now. Superb. Donna says, started out with trembling, but not now. Big, big size, pretty thirsty. Superb. Superb. My darlings, I think we will all go on a detox diet. I've mentioned it on a previous call, but I think let's just do it as a group. Nina, brown flat patches on the skin usually have to do with the liver. And you know that the liver has to do with anger. Hang on, my darling. Let me just detox your liver. Bhagyalakshmi ma, what are you doing? How are you doing? How are you feeling? Janine, pain is the same, also stiffness in ankle the same. What else has changed, Janine? Tell me this in the correct words technology. Pain is still the same, stiffness is still the same, but? Nauko says, I was eating opposite, taking animal proteins in the past few days. Resistance. Also, I stopped the call or audio in order to type. So, disruption happening. Hang on. 10 seconds. Chantal says, feeling heat in my face becomes redness. Is it bearable? Rowan, I'm going to come back to you, love. Davy says, right side of neck stiff. Stretches to right shoulder blade, 10 seconds. Bridget says, high salivation in my mouth on the side of my broken tooth. Feels like it's wanting to heal my teeth or nerve to start being in trouble. No, my darling, something is healing. Something is coming out, which is why you're also sensing a swelling. And I'm delighted that you found a new dentist that believed you immediately and will do the anesthesia as for kids by the vein. Feel saved already. Fantastic. Anita, I'm going to come back to you, love. I asked you a couple of questions. Have you answered them? Elizabeth, yes. You hold both the thumbs, but start with one side. Lena says, pressure in head. 10 seconds, Lena. There is the flow of energy is maximum in clearing right now. And you see, we all are tuned together. So even if I am taking it out for one, it's pulling on everybody else as well. And Terry says, did you say that high blood pressure is about a loss at an early age? Yes. And about living a life of great pressure. Because of the loss of an early age. Angelia says, I have acid reflux and hot flushes. Angelia, give me 10 seconds. Angelia, for you, timeline is also showing around 9 months. Acid reflux, hot flashes, these are all releases of the injustice of life, the unfairness of life, the pressure of life, the pressure of people's expectations, and great anger around that. Usually, anger at having to be the provider, giver, somewhere in a relationship or for your family. Gabrielle, requesting liver detox, beginning 10 seconds. Judy, liver detox. My darlings, for everybody, beginning a liver detox. Bhagya Lakshmi Ma says, grateful to be alive. Thank you, my love. Rosie says, brown spots, both lower legs. Doc said, not to worry about it. Did you believe him, Rosie? And are they very tiny brown spots? Jenny says, overgrowth of skin tags. Jenny, how is your blood? How is your blood report? How is cholesterol? How is the amount of fat in the food that you eat? Nauko says bladder work started working properly last night. Fantastic. Fantastic. Samra says tension in the right foot and leg. Some swelling in the right foot. 10 seconds. Kailash, dark patches on skin often have to do with hormonal imbalance as well as dark patches of anger. Anger comes out in dark splashes, splotches, patches. So liver detox for you as well. Carmen, second computer of which the keyboard is broken during the call. So sorry, my darling, I'm only going to hope that it's an old computer, cannot handle the amount of energies that we are all using and experiencing and shifting right now. Carmen has brought up a request for a lung detox. Carmen, I'm still completing the liver detox, but why not? We shall do a lung detox as well. Liver detox in place. My darling, everybody, liver is just below your chest on the right side in the lower part of the rib cage. I want us to all start clapping there. Clapping releases energy very quickly. Abracadabra opens stuck energies very quickly. Reframe pulls out large bands of energies very quickly. So just do this, please, for another minute. Superb. Superb. Palms might be vibrating, buzzing, tingling. Please keep them facing upwards. Close your eyes. I am going to begin your lung detox now. See how you feel in 2 minutes. And check. Have water. I'm beginning to sense quite a bit of exhaustion, especially in the upper half of the body. This could, of course, just be part of the lung detox, or could be too much energy has shifted right now, and that will also make us feel tired. Tell me how you're doing. Dilly says, my left side feels numb. How is it now, Dilly? Tish asks if the pea-sized bump on the scalp is something more than a cyst. Has it been identified as a cyst? And Juliana says, awesome, fantastic, fantastic. Clapping now for the lung area. So going from one side of the chest to the other, just clap in front of it. Your fingers can be pointing upward, your fingers can be pointing forward. It's okay. Just clap in front of it. Clap till you get a deep breath in. Dilly says, left eye has tears. That's from the liver detox, my love. And Tish, it definitely seems like a cyst. Has it been identified as one? Yes, it has, you said. Awesome. Yes, it is a cyst. Which means that it can be surgically removed. Has that been recommended? Mandy says, very tired. Can feel big shifts. Kimberly says, heavy feeling in chest and head. You can leave now. Donna says, bit tired. Still breathing deeply and calm. Good. Rosie says, my ears and throat sore now. And Rosie, that would have been the heat and anger from the heart chakra, lung area. Judy says, wonderful, awesome. Linda says, sensitivity in throat and feeling tired. Jenny says, feeling relaxed. And so far, our votes are equal on both sides. So you know what? Let's do a little bit more work. Teresa says, lungs are breathing better and deeply now. Fantastic. We had pain. Rowan, how are you doing? Kailash, how is the neck pain? And somebody's feet also had quite some pain and it hadn't shifted. Tell me about that. Anita says, I don't feel supported in life or encouraged in my project. Feel devalued, like no one cares. And I completely get it, Anita. That makes it very hard to be committed to the project. But commitment is when you get cracking on it no matter what. Even on the days and times where desire is lesser, your commitment will see you through it. So the question I'd asked was, where did you learn not to be committed? Also, for your business, there's some time. It's showing as 2 years, and in those 2 years, you would have to work on yourself. And Tish says, I am scheduled, but they are canceling things until this virus scare goes away. Oh, all right. All good. It'll be minor anyway. It'll be fine. Bridget says, feel so much relief and body calming down after the long run for solution for my broken tooth. 22 days now. So glad, Bridget. So glad. And I'm so glad you manifested this new dentist. Because obviously the previous one was just another tyrant from your childhood. Rowan says, pressure and bloating seem to be around a 2. Harneet, how are you feeling? Linda says, deep coughing, superb. Janine says, feel feet pain, but my heart feels lighter. Superb, excellent. On a scale of 0 to 10, how much is the pain, Janine? And how much ever it is, say pain, you can leave now that many times. Kailash, you brought up memory. So in a chronic project, our chronic projects are made up of tons of the same kind of memories. There is a pattern running through those memories. Unworthiness, undeserved, unimportant, ignored, rejected, overlooked, neglected, undeserving. One pattern is a pattern that's running through the chronic project. Like if I said, what is the memory in your chronic project? What are the memories that your chronic project is holding on to? What would you say? Kailash says, incredible amount of relief, quick breath, neck at a two. Fantastic. Gabriel says, the pain in my right ankle leaves during the calls, but then comes back after a couple of hours. And I knew there was one sentence pending that I had to tell you all about word technology. Thank you so much, Gabriel. Thank you. So the sentence, it comes back. It cannot come back. It takes 18 to 20 years for energy to get stuck and become physical symptoms. So once it's gone, it's gone. But a fresh layer can show up. We are all made of layers. Even our auric field happens in layers. When one layer is cleansed, whatever is going on in the layer beneath that shows up. In general, we have about 7 major layers. Most of these layers correspond to our chakra system, which is why I find that a chakra massage is wonderful, because without knowing what the project is, without having any expectations of results, I am able to work on 7 layers that's going on. Right now, Kailash, just tell me, when you think about that memory of having lost money and failed the exam, which of these memories makes you feel worse more? Nauko says, has pain on upper stomach. Nauko, just clasp over that pain. And this is looking like, okay, this is looking like wind and excess wind in the body. So excess wind in the body, you can leave now. And Nauko, please hold your right side index finger plus middle finger. Thelma says, I'm learning to love the clapping, still working on pain when moving in left hip, leg and hip. Superb. So, Donna says, not good enough and undeserving. Oh, not good enough is invariably a project in the chronic project. Nauko says, ignored, unheard, ignored, unsupported. Dismissed and disregarded, says Linda. Yes, very much, ma. And you will see that the memories also follow this pattern. Like each memory is reinforcing the original memories. Untrustworthy, failure, Kailash says. Alex says, I remember feeling joy at sneaking up on my grandfather when he was asleep. I don't remember what transpired, but at some point, I was forbidden from doing it. My back pain sneaks up on me. And is that the love you have for your back pain, Alex? Like the love you had for your grandfather? And Jenny says, chronic project is not being good enough. Not good enough is always one layer in that chronic project. Natalie says, hi, on at last. Hi, Natalie. Feeling relaxed with session. However, and your however is not opening up beyond that. Ah, now it is. I'm experiencing severe distorting cramping in feet, moving into legs. Out of nowhere, just this call started today. That is fear, Natalie. Has happened quite some time ago when subjected to chemical fogging when living in Singapore. This is happening where I am currently due to virus. This is fear, Natalie. I want you to hold your right side index finger firmly but gently with your left hand. So Kailash, you have two memories and they happen around the same time, right? The memory of losing money and the memory of failing the university exam. Which of these is worse? Juliana says, not loved, very hard to love back. In one of the three calls I did on pain and the secrets and understanding of pain, on my last call, this is what I had shared, that all pain comes from not being loved. All pain. But before that, I want us to do some work on memories with the reframe. Whatever is the memory coming up, like Carmen says, I remember how my mother was always telling me, we do not have money. Fantastic. When you think of this memory, everything that's coming up, and just say, reframe, reframe, reframe. Bhagyalakshmi Ma, I love this cute gif you put up on the group. What is it? Thank you for the knitting of love. Thank you. Oh, and thank you so much, Ma. You sent it for Chantal because Chantal said, being given away as a child, pattern, abandoned, not good enough, always someone better than me, undeserving, not worthy. Got it, my darling. Reframe, reframe, reframe. For Kailash, it's the loss of money that's the primary distressing memory right now. Kailash, just think about that time and just say reframe, reframe, reframe. Diana says, what about ringing in both ears? Definitely chronic project. So ringing in both ears comes from very deep anxiety, unexpressed anger, and deep pressure of expectations. Also, if you've spent a huge part of your life walking around on eggshells because of a parent, because of a sibling, because of a partner, because of a friend that you were living with, because of a flatmate, it gives rise to ringing in both ears, because very often ringing is actually a warning that says you got to get out now. If we've not been listening to that warning of you have to get out now, that ringing becomes louder and louder. And Diana, take a look at your life. Have there been lots of places and people that you should have left and moved on but stayed? Nagar says, gave up on the universe since I received less. And that's completely understandable, my love. Daisy says, left eye is feeling painful. Lots coming out today, my darling. You heard reframe on the recording yesterday in 24 hours, and that would have also left your entire system very tender and very soft. Rowan says, memories of abuse and neglect, abandonment by people I thought were friends, spent most of my teenage and adult life touch, starved from a lack of physical affection. Reframe, reframe, reframe. Mother threatening to send me to a children's home when she decided I was disobedient. Reframe, reframe, reframe. Naveen says, allergy recently from taking a BP medicine. I stopped that particular medicine, but hives still persist. Doc says it may stay for longer. Naveen, you are clearly very sensitive, and that's beautiful. That is a gift, my darlings, especially for our times. The thing is, I think you're also picking up on the state of the environment. Hives have to do with fear. Allergies have to do with fear. Unfortunately, the fear can also be the fear of letting go. Like the BP medicine helping the BP, there could be a fear that the BP won't be there. And I know this sounds odd to say, but when we do a little bit more work on the chronic project, you will see, my darlings. In fact, we went into the reframe. Oh, Teresa says, feeling unsupported by husband for not letting me purchase an educational program, a metaphysics course that he doesn't believe in. Feeling unsupported. Reframe, reframe, reframe. The thing in a reframe, when we use it for a memory, is that it starts changing the memory. It starts actually reframing the memory. The power of reframe comes from the understanding that everything we know so far, everything that is safe, familiar, and comfortable for us, is actually nothing but a bunch of memories. Memories define our experiences. Memories define our relationships. And really, if you look at it, what's the biggest thing in our life? We're all seeking a certain experience. We're all seeking relationships where we get this experience, whether it's from our work, whether it's from our personal life, whether it's in relation to our bodies. So when we reframe, we hit on those memories. Those memories require attention and expression. Secondary gain is also made up of memories. Secondary gain is nothing but an analysis of certain memories. If I stay ill, I will get attention. If I have this continuous project, I won't have to do more. If I have this project, I can lie in bed the whole day and I will have a valid reason for it. If I have this project, nobody can criticize me. If I have this project, everybody will take pity on me. We learned secondary gain, and we learned it through the experiences we've had. How many of us, unwell, ill, carrying on chronic projects that got attention from our parents only when we were ill and unwell? How many of us refusing to take time off because we got criticized for taking it easy? How many of us ill, unwell, completely denying and avoiding it because we learned that we got our parents' approval when we showed that we were completely okay? We learn secondary gain, which is why the first time you get introduced to secondary gain, it is a little difficult to pinpoint it because there's a whole bunch of memories attached to it. Diana says, now my life is better because I've left that toxic living situation. When I broke my neck and had two brain injuries, reframe, reframe, reframe. Spirit puts things to a stop. Absolutely, my love. Spirit does everything. Harneet says, memory is overworked in life. Still people were unhappy. So time to try the opposite, Harneet. And just by the way, are you trying the opposite? 20-minute walk every day, Harneet. Can you commit to this? 20-minute walk, everybody. Can you commit to this? If you're already walking, 20 minutes of jump, no, 20 minutes of jumps is too much. 20 jumps added to that walk or run. If your health, back, knees, head, teeth permit it. Can we commit to this? Tish says, can I say reframe to help other people like my daughter's asthma? Yes, my darling, but can she handle the detox symptoms? I would suggest that you use all the decrees and understandings and insights to deepen your inward journey first. First, you be master. First, you be in charge of yourself. Then do it for somebody else. If you have a trigger, because as a mother, it can feel very conflicting, blaming, and helpless and despairing to see our children in distress. First, take care of what that distress is bringing up in you. In a relationship, when we see what somebody else is going through and we have a trigger, that trigger equals what that person is going through. Meaning, that trigger is the reason that person has shown up in your life. And vice versa. The person shows up so that you can be triggered. Meaning, there is a relationship of equality between trigger and the other person. So you work on the trigger, the other person will also start healing. Because both of them support each other's vibrations in our lives. You have a reaction to the coronavirus, you work on that reaction, the coronavirus will take care of itself. Donna says, my mother always said, don't laugh so loud, don't walk that way, you didn't do whatever, right. What's the matter with you? Why are you so melancholy? I know why. My father was molesting me, but I couldn't say to her. Reframe, reframe, reframe. Bhagya Lakshmi Ma, high TSH level is unexpressed anger and highly suppressed grief. Judy says, yes, attention from mother went sick. She encouraged me to take off school or work, even when slightly ill, even now. And that makes us feel better somewhere, right? When our mother exhibits some care and concern, when our fathers exhibit some pride and approval, immediately the body, the mind, the heart make a diagnosis. Want mother's love? Fall ill. Want father's absence of disapproval and criticism? Fall ill. Become invisible. Hide. We learned secondary gain. Naoko says grudges against the universe. Naoko, now that's an analysis of how you're feeling. I want you to look at the memory. And I want you to do reframe, sorry, I did that together. Reframe, reframe, reframe. Somebody asked me whether instead of snapping the fingers, we can clap the fingers. Now, snapping the fingers anchors reframe in the body. Clapping is a release. It pulls out. I have this theory that we always applaud for people because it pulls out any kind of envy, jealousy, or ill will we might feel about them. Like, have you noticed when you have that feeling, you don't feel like applauding for the person? Because that's a part of us that says, I don't want to let this go. Radha says, we are in lockdown, can't go out. I'm doing yoga, is that okay? Plus jumping jacks. Absolutely, my love. I will ask you to avoid Surya Namaskar because we are in the same temperate climate. In summer, Surya Namaskar is not supposed to be done. It adds to the inflammation and heat in the body. It's Surya Namaskar. It's salutations to the sun. So the sun in our body increases when we do Surya Namaskar. In summer, forward bends, inversions are what are recommended. Definitely 20 jumps, even though that's a cardio and does increase the heat in the body, but that's in a good way. It increases the heat without increasing the solar plexus heat. Janine says, love walking. That's why foot pain is a blow. Foot pain, because of its very nature, is a message to stop and take a look at something. And Janine, you shared a very interesting project that you're going through. It is very possible that you are being asked to take a stronger look at that. Let that go and move ahead. Like this particular relationship, even though he loves you, could be causing you pain. Vandana says, feeling unworthiness and hurdles coming while working for debt clearance. What memories are these attached to from your childhood, Vandana? And Rohan says, it's strange because it doesn't feel like my chronic health problems get me attention, or at least not the sort of attention I'm looking for. Rohan, doesn't it get your attention? Diana says, already exercise, walk 20 minutes a day, fantastic. Now I'll jump 20 times. On board with this idea. Superb. Superb. Rowan says, no one really gives me hugs or cuddles with me when I'm not feeling well, which I think is what I am really craving. If you didn't get it, Rowan, then your comfort zone is to not get it, which means in the times that it will come, either you'll attract somebody unhealthy and toxic to do it, or you will not be comfortable when it starts coming to you regularly. However, we are reframing, releasing, healing, changing, shifting, transforming, all of that. Naku says, people always take away from me so I cannot do what I like. Again, Naku, that is an analysis of everything that's happened. I want you to think of the memory. What is the memory? And reframe it. Reframe, reframe, reframe. Thank you, Mandy. Catch you on the replay, my love. Tish says, if I let go of the fear of losing my daughter, then her asthma will heal, right? Yes, it will. And if it doesn't heal, it will bring her solutions and healing where she would then take accountability for her project and take it forward. Your reaction to her asthma also keeps her asthma in place. But this is not for you to blame yourself, my darling. This is for you to understand how energies work. Elizabeth says, I can feel powerless to shift my chronic projects. Attached to the memory of feeling weak and powerless as a child, superb. And superb because you could relate it back immediately. Is there anything else I'm not seeing? Does shifting this memory shift the chronic project? Is it that easy? Yes. My darling, you say you can leave now and it starts leaving. It's that easy. And we do these calls and we understand how energies work because the truth is when something's so easy, you won't do it. If I said you have to stand on your head 20 times a day, you'll remember. You'll try and do it. If I said just say you can leave now 4 times a day, you'll remember today, you won't tomorrow. So our practice calls are meant for the understanding and the simplicity of the work to flow in deeper. Yes, it is that simple. Is it that simple that it will be all okay tomorrow night? No. It is that simple that tomorrow night, when the next layer shows up, you can ask that to leave as well. Teresa says, what does Rose say on upper chest? Skin below the neck mean deep fear, many panic attacks. Bridget says secondary gain could be not to have to be accountable. Very much so. Very much so. Not have to be accountable, not have to be accused, not have to be blamed, not have to be criticized, not have to be judged. And Nauka says, sister took from me. All right? Think of those memories. Things will come up as you think of those memories. Let it come up. Emotions are our true compass. Emotions point us true north. Do not be afraid of any emotion. Whatever it is, the desire to kill, it's okay. Let it come up. None of you all are going to act on it. Let it come. Nauko, sister took from me. Reframe, reframe, reframe. Roman says, can I do alopecia? You can leave now for chronic hair loss. Absolutely. And also hold index finger and middle finger like crazy together. They are great for hair projects. Julianne says, my son has eyesight problems. I have great fear for him due to his night blindness. But what comes up is perfection. Where does perfection come up, my love? Tell me a little bit more. Bonnie says, can you clear? How do I clear? It is not safe to speak my truth or express my feelings. Awesome that you asked. The way to use you can leave now is just take whatever you're dealing with and say you can leave now. It is not safe to speak my truth. You can leave now. It is not safe to express my feelings. You can leave now. In this, as you go on, you can start shortening the phrase that is to be cleared. It is not safe to speak my truth, to express my feelings, to be hugged, to love, to be loved, to get money, to give money. Whatever that it's not safe is, the key block is the it's not safe. So you can just say, it's not safe, you can leave now. Bonnie, on a scale of 0 to 10, how strong is it's not safe? And Elizabeth says, it all relates back to childhood. Anything we struggle today, all relates back to childhood. There are three major places that the root cause settles in. Past life, family, childhood. Out of these three, past life and family, by family I mean seven generations of ancestors, all of these will show up in your childhood. So even if you ignore past life, but past life is fun. It's just fun when it comes up because we all love our stories. And when we receive our stories, we understand things better. So without taking away the joy of past life work or working on ancestral clearings and healings, the answer, the question, the solution is all in your childhood, especially the ages from 0 to 7. For some people, 0 to 9, especially for slow learners, but everything comes from 0 to 7. Everything. There is not a single experience you're having right now that you haven't already had at that time. One of the bodies of work that we do is Jupiter's decrees. And Jupiter's decrees takes this to another level, even if I say so myself. So when it's time for Jupiter's decrees, we will do that. For now, just to understand that because it's all from us, it can all be cleared by us as well. Sometimes we end up doing some work on ancestral clearings and hope that it'll clear for us. A little bit will, because every action has a direct reaction. So whatever action you take, you will see some results. But at the end of the day, if it's yours in this life, take ownership of it, face it, heal it, transmute it, upgrade it, move it out of your system. Kailash, did you do the reframe while thinking about the failure at the university? What happened? When you think of the memory, what happened? Is it the exact same memory or is the memory completely different? And it's all right if you say the memory is the same because on our next calls, my darling, we are going to do chronic projects in mini sessions. So I would like you all to raise your hand then if you're willing to come on the call. I see we already had a couple of people today, but today we were not doing the mini sessions, my love. I still want you all to understand what it is that we're doing. My daughter has some blood clots, which has been a concern. You can leave now. Can we reframe this? Most certainly, my darling. But first, deal with the trigger it's bringing up in you. What is it reminding you of from your childhood? Harneet says, can the anger that comes once in a while on my mother for giving me away when I was a kid and still rejecting me, we can say reframe on this? Very much. Please say it. Please say it. Because you've identified anger, also say anger, you can leave now. Juliana says, I ask why he has these issues. I want his vision to go back to 2020. Did he lose his vision, my love? It's not a congenital night blindness. And night blindness, by the way, is passed on from the mother's side. It's a hereditary disorder. And is this karma? I meant ancestral karma. If it's showing up, it's ancestral karma. If it's showing up, it's in your past life. If it's showing up, it's guaranteed from your childhood. The decrees work on everything. The decrees work on past lives. The decrees work, as in when we say anger, you can leave now. The decrees go back. Remember what I said when I was talking about the decrees? They go to the root cause. So they go to the root cause because tell me, where are all of y'all storing your past lives and ancestral karmas? Is it around you or is it in you? Vandana says, memory coming up of no support from parents due to illness of father and mother dependable on joint family, struggled all the way from childhood, same continuing now, awaiting when will it stop, now it is going beyond my control. Look at that memory, Vandana. Reframe. Jana says, missing support from my mom, feel unsupported, not enough, feel competition between us, not worthy enough, not appreciated. Jana, look at the last memory where this happened, or a childhood memory. Rowan, definitely, please come on, my love. We're going to be together for 2 hours. Not that we're not otherwise. I want to fit in as many mini sessions as possible. Linda says, I'm willing, but I'm not on WhatsApp. That's all right, my darling. I need you to be right here on Facebook and on the web call. So Bridget says, in the head, just besides emotional center in brain, good thinking, my love. This is for where, how do you know your past life? Like when you see it, is somebody else showing you that mirror or is it getting revealed from inside you? How do you know ancestral karma? Elizabeth says past lives and ancestral karma are within us. So when we shift the childhood memory, it shifts the deepest root cause. Yes. And let me tell you where it is. It is in our DNA. The decrees work on your DNA. They work on your mitochondria. They work on your nucleus. They work on your amorphic cellular liquid. The decrees go to the root immediately, which is why they work for the rest of your life. Let us say that there is a very tight knot, and this tight knot of energy is, well, coming down 7 generations and 25,000 lifetimes. It's going to take a while, right, to unknot it. Till it is not unknotted, the decree does not stop working. When it is unknotted, the decree disappears. It disperses and dissolves into the surrounding cell. So anytime this comes up for you and you say, oh, wow, this is coming from my ancestors, so let me just work on my ancestors, something will still remain. Anytime you come up with a past life story and you say, wow, oh, this is from my past life, I'm just going to do PLR, which is past life regression, something will still come up. Because the answers are in your childhood. Your entire past life volume, 1 to 700 million, is in your childhood. Your 7 generations of ancestral blessings and burdens is in your childhood. And by the way, ancestral blessings and burdens is what we do when we work on Venus's decrees. For all of these very advanced levels of work, you need to have your foundation correct. Foundation is Saturn's decrees, and with permission, also the use of the word reframe. And Jenny says, are the sessions on Wednesday's call? Yes, my love. Wednesday's call, sorry, as well as Friday's call. I want to do many, many sessions. Not just because you all will feel better, but also because I would like to believe that some of you all will come on, take this forward, and become Saturn decrees practitioners yourself. For that, you need to be exposed to the work that's taking place. For that, you need to be exposed to how a case study can happen. So I do have a much longer an agenda beyond our calls for now as well. Saturn's decrees certifications will begin in April, and we'll probably redo them in May, because in May, Saturn, Jupiter, Venus all go retrograde. The biggest of our planets all retrograde. Chantal says, when anger shows up in body in redness and inflammation, is the process to reframe memories of anger that we can remember? What about those that are forgotten? How important is the specific memory? We will see this, darling. When we do the mini sessions, you will see the importance of the specific memory. You will see the importance of the general memory. Like right now, I didn't ask for one specific memory. I said, whatever memories come up, think about it and reframe. Tell me what happened with one of that. With just one reframe. By once, I mean the set of reframe. Reframe, reframe, reframe. And Rowan says, if only we could just cut through it like the Gordian knot. That is exactly what we're doing. What our super gods and our superheroes didn't tell us is that it takes a little while for the Gordian knot to be unraveled completely. That's exactly what the decree does, my darling. It cuts through. Kailash says, at 4, I went to live with my severe grandparents. Felt lonely for many years. Can that be my lingering sadness and grief? Guaranteed it is. Is there any blood pressure for you, Kailash? And by the way, lingering sadness and grief gives rise to quite a bit of unhappiness, and that is what impacts the blood. Whenever it's possible, Kailash, please get your blood check done, a blood report done. Judy says, ancestral clearing, also important to express gratitude and permission. Very much so. Very much so. Our ancestors are very human, even though they are our ancestors. And they like to be treated as the senior of the family. So very important to express gratitude. Very important to take permission. Very important to remember them. Hi, Liz. And you say you can see posts now. I'm delighted. I think it's the amount of reframes that we did. Liz says, nail fungus, you can leave now how many times? Intuitively tell me, my love, how much is the nail fungus? And also, please use the antifungal spray or cream. I understand that it's fabulous. My darlings, y'all haven't told me when y'all gave the reframe for when y'all were thinking of the memories. How did that make you feel? How is the memory or the memories? How is it? And Juliana says, to help heal ancestral karma in my childhood, I can go through as many memories as possible to reframe. This will change our DNA. Oh, you can leave now also changes our DNA. I shouldn't say changes our DNA. It upgrades our DNA. Jennifer says, what if we cannot recall much from my childhood? It's okay. Take a look at what life is mirroring to you right now. And Elizabeth says, different, right? And look at your future. We just worked on whatever was coming up, our secondary gain, hidden, visible, our chronic project, hidden, visible. Think about your future, everybody. How are you feeling about tomorrow? Tell me, are you not lighter, whiter, brighter? And Rowan says, my doctor said you can use Vicks Vapor Rub on nail fungus and I've tried it. It works very well. Wow, we didn't know that. Everybody, please to make mental notes. And Judy says, what memories? FUD went from 12 to 1. Fantastic. Chantal says, memory feels neutralized. Fantastic. Fantastic. And Bridget says, always be at highest caution around people. That is the analysis of the experiences and the memories. What does your memory reveal to you? Three levels of work where the decrees work and that we also have to keep watch out for. Memories equals emotions. How are we feeling? Memories equal visions in our head. How is the memory replaying itself in our head, that is? Memories equals emotions equals experiences equals behavior. Are we behaving differently? Are we eating a little healthier? Are we smiling a little bit more? Are we getting unexpected monies? Are we responding differently to the crisis or distress of the day or our families? Keep your awareness open for all of these, my darling. All of these are telling you how the decrees are working, how energies are shifting, and how you are being lighter, whiter, brighter. And on that note, looking hugely forward to our tons of mini sessions on our next two calls. I will take your leave. Please have lots and lots of water. Please rest. Please watch out for detox symptoms. Even more, watch out for symptoms of progress. Big love, everybody. Big hug. Namaste from India.